This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1174. Don't like your haircut? How to request changes at the stylist and elsewhere.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. A few weeks ago, we gave you all of the vocabulary to get your haircut in English. But what if you don't like your haircut? How can you maintain a connection and make requests for changes to the stylist in English? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, it's good. I can't believe when this episode comes out, we're going to be getting into mid-June. That's summer, basically. That's crazy.
I know. You mentioned that you have some travel plans for the summer. Yeah. Anything specific?
Yeah, I think we're going to be doing a little American West travel because I'm enamored with the American West.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So like, where do you think?
We want to go to Yosemite and we want to go to Glacier because Glacier is receding. I mean, Glacier is because of, climate change and everything. It's Glacier National Park is sort of disappearing, unfortunately. Mm. So we want to go there and just explore the West. I love Utah.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. You have to go. It's like it's this feeling you get when you're out West. It's like open spaces. You just feel like the possibilities are huge, you know? I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, we're going to go west.
Nice. Okay, well, that's really exciting. I don't really have any travel plans coming up, so I'm going to live vicariously through you.
All right, that sounds good. I'll take photos.
Okay, good. But Lindsay, today we're changing the topic a little bit. So last week, it was in the last couple of weeks, we spoke about haircuts because we had a great listener question about how to talk to your hairstylist and what to say and different hairstyles. That was a great question, and today we're gonna do a follow-up on that. Because you know what happens if you tell your hairstylist what you want and then you do not get what you were hoping for, or you know, just something's a little bit off and you need them to correct it, right?
Yeah,
that can be uncomfortable. It's like you're really critiquing somebody right in front of their face.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh, so awkward. Well, I mean, it's hard because at that point you're probably going to be a little emotional, right?
Right.
You're seeing that you don't like this hair and you're sort kind of stuck with it, right, to some extent.
Right.
And there's going to be some emotion in your voice for sure.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, I've definitely had experience with this. Like, I guess it was about a year ago. I went to this place and the guy, I didn't think he did a very good job. And then, but I was like, okay, fine. Well, whatever. And then when I got home, I realized that one piece of hair on one side was much longer than the rest of it, like a couple of inches. And I was like, okay, this is not good. So I had to go back to him and tell him. And at first he tried to say like, oh, I don't see what you're talking about. And then he saw.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's, yeah. Like I said before, when we talked about this earlier, you're very vulnerable when you're in that chair. So
yeah, it's totally true. So you guys, you know, it's important to communicate with your stylist at the end of the haircut is if you think they should change anything, right? You know, really take a look at it because, I mean, it can be uncomfortable, but you are paying for it and it is your hair. And of course, you know, the hair can't be glued back on, but maybe there's something that can be done, or maybe you actually want to cut more, or, you know, something a little bit different, right? So we're talking about that today.
Yeah, yeah. I like the phrase, just a little bonus phrase today, butchered, right? If they butcher your hair.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Butcher means, I like the use, we could do a whole nother episode on this one, Michelle, but the use of butcher to actually in a more broad sense, not just with a haircut, but if you mess up something completely. Right?
Right. Oh, yeah, that is a good one.
That's a really good one. Any work of art, anything that's kind of a handicraft or something you physically create or try to do, you mess it up, you butcher that.
Nice.
That project, right? Oh, how's your hair? Oh, she butchered it. Like, I don't know what happened, right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
we're gonna have to come back to that one. Let's put that on the list and we'll do a whole other episode because that's a fun butcher. One. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So guys, you know, this is really about giving feedback, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because your hairstylist is probably going to ask like, oh, what do you think? Right. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure we've talked a lot about giving feedback on the show. But you know, we're giving it to a hairstylist is kind of like very specific, right?
Yeah, for sure. And this could be broadened out to other areas too, guys. Probably today's, you know, episode, you're going to be able to grab some other constructions, grammar constructions that you can use elsewhere too. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, guys, this can be kind of an uncomfortable situation, but you have to think about giving feedback. And this is, you know, as we were saying, like giving feedback in many different situations, right? It's always good to give a compliment and then say, you know, what you want different, right, Lindsay?
Absolutely, Michelle. Absolutely. Yeah. This is a fine art of language, right? This is connection right here. And it's about so much more than just haircuts. It's about that dance between people and how you make comments and ask for changes.
Absolutely. But guys, yeah, we also want to remind you, I mean, Lindsay, you have this really great IELTS podcast, yes. Right?
It is pretty great.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Yeah.
That's great. Yep. And that's with you and Jessica. And how often is that podcast published?
Well, guys, we release episodes 3 days a week. And Michelle, it's been awesome. I mean, this podcast has been going on for, I don't know, about 3 years, maybe more. And we've just heard success story after success story. Students that found us through the podcast and they got tips that they needed, or maybe then they got into our course, 3 Keys IELTS. But guys, if you are preparing for IELTS, we have exactly what you need over there. I mean, my co-host Jessica, who you guys know from this show, she comes on Thursdays. She was an examiner in the exam for 14 years. So she has actually conducted these speaking tests and graded writing tests for 14 years. So literally, there is no one else on the planet who can be better for you to get you ready to get your highest possible score in IELTS. So go and start with our podcast, IELTS Energy Podcast. All right, Michelle.
That is great. Go on over there, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, so, pretty cool.
So let's get back into the haircuts. So let's just say, so let's imagine you're getting your haircut and then the stylist says, okay, I'm finished. Do you like it? Or they might say like, what do you think? Right?
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think it's always good to just start out with, oh, it looks really nice or something nice, right? They did just work hard on it.
So you're saying even if you don't like it?
I think so. I think just say, oh, you know, or find something you like. Like, oh, I like how you did the bangs, or I really like the length, right? Or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is going to come down to personality, right? So the way you would respond, I mean, yeah, not everyone would say something nice at first, right?
Yeah.
I agree with you, Michelle. I like to find something good in everything first. Before I'm about to open up kind of a complaint, I like to say something good. Like, right. Oh, I think we got the right length, but you know, then we go into the complaint. Right. But not everyone. And if it's not in your personality, then you guys don't have to do it. Right. Michelle, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I agree to an extent. But I think it's also, you know, about making, like, you're trying to still connect with this person. Yes, like, you might be a little emotional or upset, but it's always good, I think, to, you know, give some positive to the person who, because they did just work for a while on it. So I don't know. I think it's a good idea to find something you like, because if you just say, oh, if they say, how do you like it? And you just say, oh,
I hate it.
This doesn't, you know, like, you know, they're not gonna, they're gonna feel bad, and you don't want them to feel bad, because guess what? They also might get nervous.
Yeah, right?
Feel the pressure.
Yeah, I like the way you think, Michelle. I agree. You. I think it's good. You know, I mean, we're trying to have respect. And even though you might feel kind of heightened if you got a bad haircut, emotionally heightened.
Yeah.
Take a breath, say something nice, and then dig into what you want to change, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, so something like that. And then, okay, if you want to then give directions or give, you know, like ask them to do something different, what could you say? You could say something like, would you mind, right?
Yeah. Yeah, would you mind is a great way to open up a request. I mean, beyond just haircuts, in so many ways, so many things you want people to change. Maybe you're just expanding to other topics here, Michelle. Maybe you get your car fixed and someone forgot to do something. Oh, would you mind changing the oil, right?
Right.
That kind of thing could work too. Yeah.
Right. So you could say something like, oh, would you mind taking a little bit more off the top or the sides or your bangs, right?
Yeah. Or would you mind adding some layers or bangs? And we taught you guys these phrases in the last episode, 1166, right? Yeah.
Right. So yeah, would you mind? And then say what you would like them to do, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
what's another thing that you could say to introduce what you'd like them to do?
When you prepare for IELTS, you need inside tricks from the actual exam. Our head IELTS teacher, Jessica Beck, was an examiner of IELTS for 14 years. You can sample our strategies and tips over at the IELTS Energy podcast. Go ahead and hit subscribe and tell your friends who are also taking the exam this year. And we'll see you over at the IELTS Energy podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so this is another way to do it. So I think it might look a little better if, so this is using the if clause, guys. Mm-hmm. So if there were more something, more layers, more, I don't know, I'm not sure what else you would say there. If there were more layers, I think
maybe you could say more, more volume or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So guys, write down this construction. If you have the transcripts, then that's even better, because you don't have to write this down. You can actually see it right there, especially if you're using the iOS app. You can see the transcripts on your phone as you're listening. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to get those transcripts. So Michelle, what's that phrase one more time, because this is a little bit long.
Right. I think it might look a little better if, right? So this isn't like very direct, but it's still a really good phrase for feedback, right? So this could be for other feedback, as we were saying. I think this might be a little bit better if, right? It's a very nice way of saying it, but still opening up with the what you would like done.
Yeah. This is cool. Yeah, you know, I'm just thinking to expand out too, Michelle. This could be useful in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. If someone brings me a dish and, maybe I want a little salt at it. It just tastes a little bland. I don't know if that's happened to you. The dish is just straight up bad. I don't know if I've ever done this, but I might, if I really felt like it was just not worth the money, I might say, I think it might taste a little better if it had a little more salt, or ask them to bring salt or something. Just asking for small tweaks or changes. This is a good phrase to use, guys.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Or you could say like, oh, I think it might look a little better if the part were on the left side, right? You know, your hair part.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, my God. Right. Or I think it might look a little better if this side were cut a little bit more. Right. There's a longer piece there. And that's what happened
that's
to you.
That's my situation.
Oh, Michelle, I know your pain. I've definitely, my current stylist, yeah, we've had a few mishaps. Not huge mishaps where I had to like shave my head or anything. Yeah. But, you know, ones where definitely one side was longer. And I was like, what was she thinking?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, at the end, they go around and they test that everything's even. But I don't know how this guy missed that. But anyway, that's okay. He fixed it. But guys, you know, it's important to remember that this is your haircut and you shouldn't feel bad. Like I've definitely also had a haircut where I didn't like it, but I felt too bad to say something. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you shouldn't feel bad though, but you should be nice about it. As long as you're nice about it, you really should get what you want. If something is a little bit wrong. I mean, of course, if they've cut way too far, they can't put it back. But
Michelle, you're making me nervous. I have a haircut this Thursday. You're making me nervous. I'm afraid to go sit in that chair.
Oh my gosh. Well, you'll have to let us know how it goes. I'm sure it'll be good.
I hope so.
All right. So yeah. Okay. So Lindsay, should we do a role play?
Yeah. Quick role play here. So, all right. So I guess maybe I'm the stylist here or?
Yes.
All right. So we're done.
Thanks.
What do you think?
Oh, wow. Oh, it looks really nice. One thing, would you mind taking a little bit more off the bangs? They're a little longer than I wanted.
Oh, sure.
And I think it might look a little better if there were more layers. Also, there's a longer piece on this side. Could you fix that?
Oh, sure. Sorry about that. Okay. Oh, man. Seems like I'm not a very good stylist.
There's a lot of problems here, Lindsay. Yeah, but you're very friendly about it. So that's okay.
Yeah. I had the best hairstylist when I lived in Brooklyn. I actually, for the longest time, this sounds kind of crazy because this doesn't sound like something I would do. But for about 3 years, I kept going. When I moved to Boston, I kept going back to Brooklyn, to my old neighborhood, to get my hair cut by her because she was so good.
Oh my gosh.
And then one day she just disappeared. And they wouldn't tell me at the salon where she had gone because they don't want their clients going with the stylist. But she just disappeared and I was crushed and I just haven't been able to find anyone that good. Oh, so that yeah.
Too bad. All right. So let's go through this. So let's see. Okay. So I said, oh, wow, it looks really nice. And then I use this is kind of a little bonus saying one thing. Right.
Yeah. One thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. That's kind of to introduce something like and it makes it seem a little less intense.
Yeah, that's a good bonus today.
One thing. Yeah. And then I used that. Would you mind? Right. And then I said taking a little bit more off the bangs. Right.
Yeah. 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 Remember that phrase, guys. One thing. Good way to introduce that you're about to offer a small critique or ask them to do something. And again, that could be used in a lot of different places, different context. Anytime you're getting some kind of a service or receiving something. Yeah.
Exactly. And what was the next thing, Lindsay?
I think it might look a little better if there were more layers. And this is that construction, guys, with if, right? Mm-hmm. I think it might look a little better if there were more layers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you said, also, there's a longer piece on this side.
Oh, yeah.
Just telling what you know, specifically there is. And then you said, could you fix that, right? Which is a good way to ask.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the takeaway for today, Michelle? We've been talking about hair a lot lately.
Yeah, we have. Well, it's fun. I mean, you know, in this situation, I don't think you should just stay quiet, right? I don't think because then you're going to be unhappy and the stylist doesn't want you to be unhappy, right? Mm. I think you have to be direct, but that doesn't mean that you have to be unfriendly, right? You should kind of say things. I mean, you should say things in a nice way. You know, it's always better to do it like that. But remember, don't be shy. You're paying for a service. And they want to make sure that you like what's been done, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And one other thing, guys, grab today's phrases and apply them in different places, right? It's not just for getting your hair cut. These could be useful, like I said before, when you get your clothes hemmed. Mm-hmm. Maybe you are at a restaurant. In some cases, you may be able to ask for small changes if the meal is really bad. just other contexts where we can take these phrases and translate them into other areas of life. So right. Definitely. Yeah, I love it. One more thing, guys. Remember I mentioned today grabbing the transcripts would be a really smart way to really learn this stuff. So there are two ways to get them. You can still get them by email if you go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe, or you can open up an account inside of our app, allearsenglish.com/bonuses. You will see the transcripts on the screen while you listen. Very cool. Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, Lindsay, well, this has been fun, and good luck with your haircut.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle. I'll let you know how it goes. You'll see it, I'm sure.
Okay, bye, Lindsay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.